Language test for pilots, level 4. Listening comprehension, mock test. You are going to hear 5 texts, announcements, interviews or reports connected with general or commercial aviation. You will hear each text twice. At the beginning of each new question, you will hear a signal. For each question, you have 15 seconds to read the 3 possible answers, A, B or C. You will then hear the text, after which you will again have 10 seconds to choose and mark the correct answer on the answer sheet. Finally, you will hear the text a second time and have a further 10 seconds to check your answer. Question 1. Read question 1. You are waiting at Bristol Airport for your flight to Berlin. You hear the following announcement.
Attention, please. Due to a local strike by the ground handling staff, all passengers are requested to take their baggage and personal belongings directly to the aircraft. Baggage security checks will be carried out at the plane where you will receive your baggage tags. Handicapped people and mothers with children should ask our ground staff for assistance. Before leaving the main hall through departure gate 19, please pay special attention to the information boards and leave everything behind that is not allowed on board. Waste bins can be found on the right-hand side of the gate. Attention, please. Due to a local strike by the ground handling staff, all passengers are requested to take their baggage and personal belongings directly to the aircraft. Baggage security checks will be carried out at the plane where you will receive your baggage tags. Handicapped people and mothers with children should ask our ground staff for assistance. Before leaving the main hall through departure gate 19, please pay special attention to the information boards and leave everything behind that is not allowed on board. Waste bins can be found on the right-hand side of the gate.
Question 2. Read question 2. You hear the following report on the radio.
The flight encountered severe turbulence at flight level 370 for about 10 seconds. Prior to the turbulence, the flight was in smooth air. Because of injuries to passengers and flight attendants, the flight was diverted for medical assistance. Many of the injuries could have been prevented if the passengers had followed the cabin crew's instructions and kept their seatbelt fastened even though the sign was off. The flight encountered severe turbulence at flight level 370 for about 10 seconds. Prior to the turbulence, the flight was in smooth air. Because of injuries to passengers and flight attendants, the flight was diverted for medical assistance. Many of the injuries could have been prevented if the passengers had followed the cabin crew's instructions and kept their seatbelt fastened even though the sign was off.
Question 3. Read question 3. You hear the following report on the radio.
As the weather was getting worse, the flight student had to consider rerouting or returning to the airport he had started out from. The planned alternate airport was out of reach, blocked by a line of thunderstorms, and the nearest airfield was closed due to car racing on the runways. To get assistance, the flight student contacted ATC, who handed him over to a military radar frequency. They gave him a couple of headings and directed him to an unpopulated military airfield, where he successfully performed a safety landing after about 15 minutes. This was a perfect decision, on his part, with very professional support. As the weather was getting worse, the flight student had to consider rerouting or returning to the airport he had started out from. The planned alternate airport was out of reach, blocked by a line of thunderstorms, and the nearest airfield was closed due to car racing on the runways. To get assistance, the flight student contacted ATC, who handed him over to a military radar frequency. They gave him a couple of headings and directed him to an unpopulated military airfield, where he successfully performed a safety landing after about 15 minutes. This was a perfect decision, on his part, with very professional support.
Question 4. Read question 4. You hear a report concerning a problem of identification papers.
2 hours before the scheduled departure, the flight crew and the cabin attendants approached the security control at Waterfield Airport. The first officer was the last person to be checked and was asked to identify himself as a pilot. But as it turned out, he had left his papers in the hotel. With the help of a quick telephone call, the situation was cleared. The wallet had been found with all the documents, license, passport and credit card. The bellboy ordered a shuttle bus to rush everything to the airport. And so the officer arrived at the plane 30 minutes before the scheduled time of departure. The flight crew and the cabin attendants approached the security control at Waterfield Airport. The first officer was the last person to be checked and was asked to identify himself as a pilot. But as it turned out, he had left his papers in the hotel. With the help of a quick telephone call, the situation was cleared. The wallet had been found with all the documents, license, passport and credit card. The bellboy ordered a shuttle bus to rush everything to the airport. And so the officer arrived at the plane 30 minutes before the scheduled time of departure.
Question 5. Read question 5. You hear part of an interview with the captain who landed an Airbus 320 in the Hudson River.
I heard you say in one of your interviews that it was comforting to you to hear the flight attendants also directing the passengers to brace and put their heads down. Why was that a source of comfort?
I felt They were assisting me in that moment. Even though we were intensely focused and very busy, I remember thinking that as soon as I made the public address announcement, brace for impact, in the cabin, within a second or two, I heard even through the cockpit door, all the flight attendants shouting their commands. Head down, stay down. It made me feel that my hope and my confidence in completing this plan was reasonable and that they knew what needed to be done and were doing their part.
I heard you say in one of your interviews that it was comforting to you to hear the flight attendants also directing the passengers to brace and put their heads down. Why was that a source of comfort?
I felt they were assisting me in that moment. Even though we were intensely focused and very busy, I remember thinking that as soon as I made the public address announcement, brace for impact, in the cabin, within a second or two, I heard even through the cockpit door all the flight attendants shouting their commands. Head down, stay down. It made me feel that my hope and my confidence in completing this plan was reasonable and that they knew what needed to be done and were doing their part.
That is the end of the test.